just a few halachot in the scenario that we have this year, that Yom Tov falls out on Motzei Shabbat. This is not only going to happen on Rosh Hashanah, but it's going to happen as well on Sukkot. And therefore we have to just refresh some of our memories on the laws that apply on Motzei Shabbat being a Yom Tov. First and foremost, there is an additional paragraph added to the Amidah on Motzei Shabbat, the paragraph Vatodi'enu, which basically says how Borei Olam separates between Kodesh and Kodesh, as opposed to the Atachon and Tanu that we would say on a regular Motzei Shabbat, which God separates between Kodesh and Chol. Here we're going from one Kiddushah of Shabbat to another Kiddushah of Yom Tov. Now Maran writes in Siman Resh Sadi Dalid, in the event somebody did not say Atachon and Tanu in the Amidah of Arbit, he forgot, which happens, and before he made Havdalah, he ate. Halacha says that the rabbis penalized him, and he has to repeat the Amidah again. Normally when a person forgets Atachon and Tanu, he relies on Havdalah. However, in this case where he did not make Atachon and Tanu, and he ate after the Amidah, before saying the Havdalah, he must pray Arbit again. Arbit meaning the Amidah again, one more time. So the question was asked in Halacha, what happens on Motzei Shabbat if one forgets Vatodi'enu? And again, unintentionally goes and eats before the Kiddush, before the Havdalah that he's going to make, the Yaknahaz. Does he have to repeat the Amidah again? According to the Prima Gadim, indeed he does have to repeat the Amidah. He says there's no difference. However, Hacham ben Sion Abba Shaul alav Shalom in his Orde Tzion Chedek Gimal in Perek Yudhed Halacha He has a big chedush, and he says he does not have to go back. Why? He says Atachon Antanu is a law from the Anshekinis to Gedolah. That was the official text of the Amidah. The men of the Great Assembly established it as part of the Tefillah. So when you forget something that's an establishment of Anshekinis to Gedolah, there's a Knas. However, Vatodi'enu was established much later on by Rav and Shmuel, the Gemara says. And therefore their prayer does not have the same weight, does not carry the same weight as Atachon Antanu. And then Halakha L'Maaseh, if somebody forgets Vatodi'enu on Motzei Shabbat and eats before he makes Havdalah, he does not have to go back and make Havdalah. We discuss another halakha regarding Motzei Shabbat coming on Yom Tov Shehal Yod B'Motzei Shabbat. We know that one must make Havdalah, the famous ceremony called Yaknahaz, Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah Zeman. The question is, when you make the Ner, which is the Borei Moreh HaEsh, where do you get your candles from? Well, actually the question is, can you use the candles that were lit for Yom Tov? Which means we know that when we come home from synagogue, the wives are supposed to light for the holiday Nerot, before you start the meal. They say, Berachat Ladik Ner Shel Yom Tov, and they light. Can you use those candles for the Esh? So Hakam ben Sion writes, yes indeed, because since they were lit for the purpose of light, which means, why do you light the Nerot of Yom Tov? In order to illuminate the house. And therefore, what's the purpose of the light of Esh? It has to be a light that's used for illuminating purposes. Therefore, there is no problem. So the question then is, Halakha does write that it is proper to make Borei Moreh HaEsh from an avukah, from a torch, which means from at least two wicks. So the Sheila is it proper to take the two candles that the wife lit and put them together at the time of the Borei Moreh HaEsh or not? Now, again, halachically, there should be no problem. Because bottom line, you have a tzorech, you're not making a fire over there, the fire is lit already, and you're just putting them together. However, Hacham ben Sion, in Orde Tzion, Hedegima Perikut Het Halacha Zayin, says that it's proper not to do such a thing. Why? Because there's a hashash when you're going to put them together and then separate them, they might go out. And therefore you have a problem of kibui. And there are opinions that say that even if you didn't make a beracha on 2 weeks, you yotze. Therefore, he holds that on Motzae Yom Tov or Shabbat Yom Tov, better to make the ish on 1 week instead of putting the two candles together. But he says you can use the candles of Yom Tov.